Okay, today's daf is Harya's daf Tes, and we are on Ches Amabez by the Mishnah. So let's pick up the last Mishnah, the last daf here in the second parak of Harya's. As we go into this 2 week and three parak Masechta, all about inyanim of Chataos and various types of Chataos, as we discussed back in the first parak, all about the Par Halam Dover Shel Tzibur. This parak gets us into the other Chataos, the Par of the Nasi and the Par of the Kohen Gadol. And then the third parak, as we'll see, with Hashem, gets into related issues, again, relating to everything that we've spoken about and different types of Kohen Gadols, as we will see. And other fascinating inyanim comes up in the third parak of Maseches Harios, in the large daf in there that by the Shem we will get to. But now today, daf test. Here we go. Says the Mishnah, Chesem Abeis, Ein Chayavin al Shmias Kol v'al Bitus Vasayim v'al Tumas Mikdash v'kadashav. The halacha is that Bezdin is not Chayiv on the karbanos that are brought for these three. In other words, the Ola V'yoreis. We know at the end of Parshas Vayikra, we discuss the non-regular chataos that are brought. We have the carbon chatos that's brought for most averus that you bring a chatos for, that you're chayef karis for, if one did it b'mezid. And then we have the olav yoreds, and then we have the carbon asham, all different permutations. Then we have the chatos nasi and the chatos kohen gadol. Good. But the Bezdin said, the Mishnah says here that the Bezdin, when the Bezdin brings a par halam davar shel tzibur, as we discussed at length in the first parak, that it's only if it is one of the regular run-of-the-mill averos that you bring a chatas for. But if it's one of the three averos that you bring a chatas olivio raid, right, depending on financial status, shmias kol, that's shvuas eidus, that if somebody swears that they don't know testimony on behalf of someone, and they really do, and they cause a financial loss, shvuas eidus, as we discussed back in Masechah Shvuas, in Parak Shvuas eidus, or bitus vasayim, the iser of shvuas bitui, an oath of expression that is not needed or not true, shvuas sheker, shvuas bitui, as we discussed that, and knisa lamikdash b'shashu tameh. So any of those, bezin is not chayev. Rashi points out here, and again, Rashi is either Rashi or the Rivan, points out that really we know this from yesterday's daf. Yesterday's daf already said, right on Amun Aleph, that we already know that bezin is only chayev, ain bezin chayavin, ad she yoru b'davar shesdono karish shegos achatas. We already said that on Ches Amun Aleph. So really, this is not telling us any chiddush, but we need it to lead into the second half of the Mishnah. That's why the first line is repeated here. The Hanasi Chayotze Bohem. And the Nasi, who we will see as the king, the Melech, not what we call the Nasi of the Bezdin, but the king, Chayotze Bohem, similarly only brings his unique special karban in a case of one of the regular averos of karban chatas. Divrei Rabbi Yosi Aglili. As Rabbi Yosi Aglili says, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Anasi Chayev Bekula. Rabbi Akiva says, no, the Nasi is Chayev in all of them, meaning including the ones for all of you. Chutz b'shmias hakol, but not for the shmias hakol. There's only three. So two out of three, the king is Chayev for, but not the third, not Shvuas Ha'edus. Why? Shamelech lo don v'lo don anoso, lo mev lo meiden oso. As we know from Masechah Sanhedrin, the king is excluded from being a dayon or having himself judged, and Eidus there, discussed there in the second parak of Maseches Sanhedrin, if you remember what type of Melech, Melech Yisrael, Melech Yehuda, as we discussed then, Daraisa, Darabanan, but either way, he's excluded, and therefore, Bikiva says that Anasi is not Chayev in Shvuas Eidus, even though he is Chayev in the others. The Rambam discusses, the question is, why the Rambam Paskins what he does. The Rambam Hilchos Shkagos Parak Yud Halacha Zayin Paskins against Rabbi Akiva. The Rambam Paskins that one a king does is chayav a karban on Shmias Kol. The question is, how can he paskin against Rabbi Akiva? The Rambam says Hamelech v'Kohen Mashiach Mevi'in karbanam al Shvuas Ha'edus o al Shvuas Bitui o al Tumas Bikdash V'Kadoshev Kishar Had Yotos. The Rambam Paskins in Hilchos Shkagos that the Melech is just like other hediotos regarding all three, even Shvuas Eidus, even though the Rambam paskins elsewhere that the Melech is mufka, right? Then he's not the lo don v'lo don noso lo mev lo meidin oso. So how does he do this? Shelo chilek hakasav carbon Melech mi carbon hediot mi carbon koin Mashiach ela b'mitzvah shechayav al shagasan chadas kavua kamo shebi arnu aval b'carbon Ola, V'yored, Kulan Shavin. So they're in the regular Karban, Ola, V'yored. Says the, that's the Ramban. The Ravid says here, Amram, Einam Alachaybish, Vishmi Eskol, V'lo HaMashiach, V'lo HaMashiach, V'lo HaMashiach, V'lo HaMashiach, Right, the Kesem Mishnah here struggles to figure out exactly why the Rambam does what he does. Why is he passing like Rabbi Akiva? Right, Inyan Diver Rabbi Akiva Sover Rabbeinu Shein Halacha Rabbi Akiva Mishud Demashva Dichidahu Vein Lomar Hechi After the Pliya Rabbi Akiva. So he tries to work hard to figure out exactly why the Rambam paskins what he paskins. Is there a difference between the din d'oraisa of a melech being excluded, the din d'rabbanan? Can a melech be mochel on his kavod? What about if it's certain cases that a melech can judge, or be made? Maybe a melech can be made against about another king. It's not a zilzal on his kavod. All different suggestions given by the mefarshim. The Tosfos Yontif discusses it here. The Karen Ora and other achronim. Okay, but either way, that is the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, again, that Parlam Davar Chalzibur is only by Achatas Kavua, while a king, Machlokas, whether a king is included in Shmias Kol or not. Amar Ula, my time with Rabbi Yossi Aglili, why does Rabbi Yossi Aglili say that a king is Kayotzi Bahem, a king is included in all of them? Amar Kura, V'haya Ki Hashem La'achas Me'ele, Kol Shemischayev Ba'achas Mischayev Bekulan. And anyone who is chayev in each one of them is chayev in all of them. Anyone who is not chayev in any one of them is not chayev in all of them. That is Rabbi Yossi Aglili's discussion. Rashi, the first Rashi on the Gemara. With each one, mischayev bekarban bekulan, and if not, then he's not vinna. See, hol ve'ena mischayev ba'achas. Man, that Shmias Kol ain mischayev bekulan to pater miklum. That is Rabbi Yossi Aglili's shita, that a nasi, a king, is also limited and excluded from all three because it's a package deal, right? Olivio raid is all three or nothing. And because one of them is excluded, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, so they are all excluded. That's Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Says the Gemara, how do you know the Darshan that way? V'yema mischayev ba'achas me'an v'yavah b'shem mischayev b'kulan. It just says, le'achas me'ele. Said the le'achas means each and every one. Maybe it means even one. And each one stands on its own. Each one is independent. Meaning, how do we know? We want to give this a little substance to the question. How do we know that all three, there's a connection between all three averos that is chayev or mechayev and olav yored? Maybe each one is a separate entity. Each one is a separate theme, and one does not have to look at all of them as a package. Maybe it's all one of them. Ela taima de Rabbi Yossi Aglili mehacha. But the reason for Rabbi Yossi Aglili is from the following. So you're right. We wouldn't have known that. Drasha. So how do you, the reason is the following. Titania. Haya Rabbi Yirmiya Omer. Nemar. Nomar lo sagia yado. Nomar lo tasag yado. There's two psukim. It says lo tagia when we talk about that the person who violated the averes of Olav Yori does not have enough money to pay for the karbanos. So remember, there's three levels. There's the ashir, and then the dal, and then the dali dalus. We have the animal. We have the, regular animal brought by a one who's chayav achatas, a female animal, or we have a bird, or we have the flower. So one lashon is lo sagia yado, v'nomar lo tasig yado. So what do we darshan? Mishabali de anias vashiris. Only one that has a fluctuating financial status. That's who brings these karbanos. Someone who might go up and might go down. Yatsa nasi u'mashiach. Right, Rashi pointed out already, Mashiach is not in our Mishnah, but the Brisa here adds on Mashiach, the Kohen Gadol. Yatsa nasi Mashiach, she'im bala de'anius. Right, a king and a Kohen Gadol aren't getting very poor. And therefore, they're not included in the Olav Yored, because Olav Yored is only one, someone who could go up and down. But here, a Nasi or a Mashiach won't go up and down, and therefore they are excluded. So that's the drasha. So it's not about the Karbanos, it's about the Gavra. Right, and that's the switch. The first drasha was that there's a connection between all three averos that have to do with Olav Yored. And if you're not chayiv in one, you might not be chayiv in any of them. It's all a package. The Gemara switches the focus of the drasha. The drasha is about the person. The person is not going to be able to bring all three because he's not in that status, and therefore he's excluded. Where do we see that? Nasi dechsiv va'asa achas b'kol mitzvah Hashem alokav. A nasi, a melech. This is how we know that it's talking about a melech from this line. If he does any one of the mitzvahs of Hashem, his God, mishein al gabav ela Hashem alokav. Someone who only has Hashem alokav above him, meaning the king has nobody else above him. And that's what we darshan, mikol mitzvah, Hashem alokav is referring to this type of person. Again, does that mean general or financial? So Rashi and the Rama in the Tosafot Rashi here discuss that Rashi says, the Rivan or whatever it is, says on the fourth line, melech la'olam ashir hu. Right? A melech is always ashir. Why is that? Right? Doesn't fully explain it. It means he always comes from Ashiris. There's always in the coffers of the treasury. The Rama says here in the Tosafot Rashi that there's taxes. He needs some money, he could raise taxes. Either way, the king will always have what he needs. And therefore, he will never, bring the dalos of the dali dalos. Mashiach also, and what about the Kohen Gadol? Dechsiv ha-Kohen ha-Gadol me'achav, as we know from Parshas Emor, the Kohen who is greater than his fellow, shehu Gadol me'achav, binoy, bekoach, bechachma, uba-osher. There's a chiyah for him to be greater in beauty, in strength, in wisdom, and in osher, and ashiris, and therefore, there's a halacha that the rest of the Kohanim have to be ma'ashir him. Acher momer, minayin shim ein lo gadlehu mishel echav. How do we know that we have to be magdil him? Tamalomar v'akohen agadol me'echav, ashir yitzhak ha-rosho gadlehu me'echav. Make him greater than the rest of the Kohanim. This is the status of the Kohen Gadol. The Rambam writes, discusses this in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash in Parakeh. That's where he talks all about the uniqueness of the Kohen Gadol. The Rambam says there, we know there are certain halachas that only apply to a Kohen Gadol. He's not allowed to marry an almana. And there are halachas. Our entire parak is devoted to the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol tzorach shiyeh gadol mikol echav. Hakohanim, b'noi b'koach b'osher b'chachma u'bimara. The Rambam adds in Mara. V'im ein lo mamon, kol hakohanim nostin lo mishelohem. If the Kohen Gadol is not rich, is not doesn't have a lot of treasures, so the other Kohanim, not B'nai Yisrael, the other Kohanim have to support him and pay him. Kol echad ve'echad lefi ashro. Depending on how much, not a percentage from each Kohen. Everybody gives according to what they can. Ache ya'ashir yoser me ashir shebekulan. Until he's the richest. Right? It doesn't just say rich, as you might have said. Ache ya'ashir, that's a part of the mitzvah of gadlehu, mishel echav. Ache ya'ashir yoser me ashir shebekulan. Ve'ein echon mikol elu ma'akev. Ela kol zela mitzvah. It's all a chanchila. The Meiri says this here too. It's all a mitzvah. Aval im nisraba mikol makom nisraba. Misrabe, mikol makom, it's misrabe, but it's lechadchila. If he's independently wealthy, then the Kohanim don't have to give him more. He's already independently wealthy. And if they don't give him, he doesn't lose his status of being the Kohen Gadol, because they didn't do what they were supposed to do. That's what the Meiri says here. The Chayev Kohen Gadol, and that's about others. The Kohen Gadol, as most statuses in Judaism, it's about from within and from without. This was from without. What we have to do to be magdil him. But then he himself has to hold himself to a higher standard based on who he is. V'chayiv kohen gadol linho kavod ba'atzmo. V'lo yekal atzmo im shar ha'am. Right? He can't just be like everyone else. V'lo yiru oso arum. V'lo b'beis ha'kisei. V'lo b'merachatz. V'lo k'shum istaper. Sh'nemer ha'kohen ha'kadol me'achav. Melameit sh'noagin bo gedola yiseira. Right, we have to treat him, and he has to treat himself. Maybe he can be mochel if he doesn't care about having a separate area. Right, we learned a little bit about this in the second barak of Sanhedrin. Right, he has to carry himself in a certain way, just like a melech. Hashem will talk about it in a minute. But he has to carry himself in a certain way that it talks about what happens if he loses a relative. As we know, he's not even Matami himself for one of the seven relatives. What does he do about his hair? The chulu. Then the Rambam quotes a little bit later, interesting where he got this from, right? This is from Midos. Ubayis yelo muchan b'migdash. V'hu anikreis lishkas kohen gadol. He had a separate office in the Beis HaMikdash. V'kvodo v'tif arto shiyehe yoshev b'migdash kol hayom. It's his glory and kavod that he stays in the Beis HaMikdash every day. V'lo yetze elo lebeiso bilvad balayla osha'a oshatayim bayom. V'ye beiso b'Yerushalayim v'enozaz misham. The Mepharshim also wonder where the source for this is. Where does it say that the Kohen Gadol live in Yerushalayim? I mean, it makes sense, and he's there a lot, but the Rambam paskins it. The Rambam said that he should be in the Beis HaMikdash almost always. He goes home for an hour or two every day, and his house should be in Yerushalayim, and he does not leave. The Kohen Gadol, don v'donenoso, me'idin alav, vein donenoso, dinin nefashos, el bebezin ha'gadol bavad, ha'yodei edus in ha'chayev lo'ha'ida. But Edus, he's not chayiv. I feel bez nagadol shazeino kaver lo sheilach v'yod. So we were just talking about, right? The Rambam says that he can, but he doesn't have to, right? So maybe that's why he paskins against Rabbi Akiva, because he can if he wants to. There are cases that he can. V'im ha'isa Edus lo melach Yisrael arizah holach lebez nagadol umeilo. V'kfar bi'arnu b'sefer, and then he quotes himself. V'kfar bi'arnu, this is the Rambam talking. B'sefer chamishi. Shehu Asur Balmon, he's quoting from earlier, Sefer Nashim, Sefer Kedusha, unusual. Shehu Sefer Chamishi, doesn't call it by name. Shehu Asur Balmanu, Mitzuvah Labasul, Avenaroz Ishti, Nashim, Vichulu, and then he continues, it's all about the Kohen Gadol. How does he bring karbanas, and what if he wants to, any karban that he wants to bring, he could do. That is Perek Hay of Hilchos. Klei HaMikdash. Interesting that on the list here is that he's greater Me'achav Bekoach. He's got to be the strongest, right? He's got to be the richest. Okay, that's something objective. How about the strongest? Rav Chaim Shmuel Levis discusses this one of his ma'amarim in the Sichas Musar. He discusses a lot of times strength is not just physical strength; it's attitude. And koach doesn't just mean even if you're not the strongest, if you have the most motivation, if you're the greatest zariz, that can give you the greatest koach. That's what he writes in Maimar. Which is it here? Maimer Samach Zion, entitled Atzlus. Atzlus. He talks about this halacha. V'yichlus bonein. L'shei matzorach lios ha-kohen ha-gadol. Ha-kohen ha-gadol. Gadol b'koach. Hainu bal koach gufani. V'yavki ha-gvura ma'alehi ba'adam. And even though gvura is a ma'ala, v'im ein gvura klum lo ha-yitzorach lo markim. Koach amzorach bir ma'hutzorach ha-kohen gadol lo ma'alazu. That he also says by Nevua, right? The Gemara says in Nedarim, "Ein Hakadosh Baruch Hu Masha Shchinaso Ela Al Gibor V'Chulu U'Matzorach Yesh Lo Navi Hashem Gvura." And he quotes the Rambam. So the Rambam says all of these aren't what we think it means, and he quotes like a Pirkei Avos type of shot. The Rambam Menuchos Yisodi Torah by Nevua says, "Ein Nevua Chala Ela Al Chacham Galdo B'Chachma Gibor B'Midosav." V'lo yit ha'yisro mizgabar la v'davar v'olam. Elu mizgabar ha'yisro. See, he understands Gibar as Ezu Gibar, Akovish Yisro. But the Ketan Mishnah and the Lecha Mishnah both say that if you look at that Gemara Nedarim, it seems to be pretty literal. It's not talking about the Pirkei Avos pshat of these midos. So the Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz develops the idea that Koach and Gvura, physical, have to do with Zrizus and Atzlus. Even if someone is not the strongest physically, but if they have the attitude of always being a Zaris, then they can accomplish things physically greater than others who might be physically stronger, but if they're lazy, they're Atzel, so then they won't be successful. Ki ha'atzlus novas mei, what does atzlus come from? It doesn't have to do with weakness. It has to do with choser simaslev. Not focusing. If we just think about what we have to do in life. And then he goes and continues all about different elements of being an Atzel, of being a Zariz. So he talks about here in Maimar, Samach Zayin, gets to Aaron HaKohen, how he waved all the Kohanim, all the Levium, B'yom Echad, even though it was a Nase, the Ramban talks about that in Bamidbar, but that is, again, Koach is on this list. So the Melech and the Kohen, so what was the drasha? Getting about the Melech and the Kohen Gadol are not people who go up and down the sliding scale of Olev Yorid, and therefore they're excluded from these Karbanos according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Good. Okay, we'll talk a little bit more about Melech, but let's hold off a little bit. Boimine Ravina Mirav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Nasi Shenitz Tara Mahu. What happens if a Nasi, a Melech, gets Saras, and he is, so to speak, removed? As we will learn, Rashi here quotes the Gemara that will allow Bezra on tomorrow's daf, that we have the Pasuk by Vayinaga Hashem es HaMelech Le'im Mitzorad Yom Boso, about a Melech Yisrael, as we'll see about who that is, Bezra on tomorrow's daf, that he got Saras, if his son took over, he wasn't really a Melech anymore. So Lamaisa, what is the question? What if somebody was a Melech, and now he's no longer? Does the Ptur stick? Does the Ptur, for all of these, let's say, Olav Yored, and we were talking about Kohen Gadol, or Melech, the question is about a Melech, does the Ptur stick or not? When he's no longer, doesn't have that status, does he now bring the Olav Yored, or once he has the status, he has the status? So Kohen Gadol, you might say, he's, as we know from Maseches Yuma, so he still retains the status of Kohen Gadol for certain halachas. So maybe the question is not about Kohen Gadol, but at least the Melech. A Melech, right, usually a Melech is not removed, a Melech B'Yehuda. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Saras, so then that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu deciding. So what's the halacha? Nashi Shiz Tara, Mahu, Midcha Dachi, O Miftar Patir. So is he Nidcha or is he Patir? So what is that? What are the two tzadim? Which side means he's always out, and which side means it was only temporary? So Machlok is here between Rashi and a day in the Tozer Rosh here. It's the same question, but which means which? Rashi says, Midcha Dachi means he's Nidcha Lagamre. He's always Pater, even if he no longer has the status anymore, but he's always Pater. So even after he's no longer a Melech, he's going to be Pater. Oh, Miftar Pater, or Miftar Pater means there was a temporary Ptur, but now that he's no longer, so he's going to be Chayev. So Pater means Chayev here, according to that, which the Rosh Hash points out that is somewhat dachuk to say that. The other way of saying that is that midcha dachi, it's just a temporary pushed aside when he is a melech, but otherwise he would be chayiv. That's midcha dachi, which is difficult. Midcha dachi usually means, no, we don't think of it as dechuya, but it's just pushed aside. But either way, that's the other pshat. Midcha dachi, it's a temporary pushing aside, but when he's not a melech, he will then be chayiv. Oh, miftar pater, or it's pater legamre. It's a Ptur Lagamre, and therefore, even when he's not a Melech anymore, he will be Pater. So either way, that's the question. Amar Lei, and there's another Machloka for the answer is. We'll go with Rashi Pshat of what the answer is. Amar Lei, Dilacho to Gaza. Well, who's going to pay? You're going to pay, or to Gaza, or the treasury is going to pay? What does Rashi say? Rashi says, even after a king is removed, he's not going to be Bali Deanius. They're still going to take care of him. And he's still kind of like a former president, still doesn't have to worry about, you know, making a living, right? They'll take care of him, the government. So he'll be on the lecture circuit. But either way, here, the Glocho de Gaza, say, what, who does he need money from? From you or from the treasury? Meaning he has enough. And therefore, Rashi says that he is still Nechshav Eino Ro'i Lios Ani. And therefore, he will not have to bring a carbon olav yored because he is excluded. Again, the gavra is excluded. Period. Tanya. And again, we'll get back to Melech Hashem soon. Let's just continue first. Tanya. Rabbi Akiva Omer Mashiach. So now, what about the Kohen Gadol? We've been talking about the Melech. So what about the Kohen Gadol? Mashiach Pater Mikulan. Rabbi Akiva says that a Kohen Gadol is Pater from all of them. What did Rabbi Akiva say in the Mishnah? That a king is Chayiv in two out of three. Chayiv in two out of three, he's not chayiv in Shavuos Ha'edus because he doesn't generally give Edus. Here, Rabbi Akiva says, though, that a Kohen Gadol is excluded from all of them. Amar Rav, my time is Rabbi Akiva. Why does Rabbi Akiva say that? He's excluded from all the Olav Yoreds. Again, remember, he has a Kohen Gadol and a Melech has a special type of karban by a regular chatos. So now we're talking about, are they chayiv at all in the special chatos of Olav Yoreds? So Rabbi Akiva Shita is, in the Mishnah, a Melech is chayiv in two out of three, a Kohen Gadol is pater from all three. What's his source? My time with Rabbi Akiva, Amar Kra, Zek, Karban, Aharon Ubanav. What's this referring to? This is referring to the Minchas Chavitin, the special carbon that's brought the first day any Kohen brings, does avod in the base of Megdash, and the Kohen Gadol brings it every day. Machlokes Rishonim, how many mitzvahs is that counted as? The Rambam the Chinuch had it as one mitzvah. One mitzvah. Any Kohen, the first day he does avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, and the Kohen Gadol, every day, brings half in the morning, half in the afternoon, the Minchas Chavitin. So let's go with the Kohen Gadol side of this pasuk. This is a karban of Aaron and his sons. Zu ba'achovalo. This karban mincha is obligatory upon him. Ve'en acheres ba'achovalo. But there's no other karban mincha that is obligatory upon him. And Olav Yored, right, the third level down, is mincha. Dali dalos. So we have a drasha here that a Kohen Gadol never brings any other karban mincha that is a personal karban mincha that is chayiv, and therefore that's our drasha to exclude from Olav Yored. So, and again, you have to add in one line to the Gemara. And just like he's excluded from Dali Dalus, if he's excluded from one level, then he's excluded from all of them. Again, there's a lot to talk about, but let's just continue the line. Maybe he's only excluded from level 3. Maybe he's only excluded from third level, meaning he can never bring that carbon mincha. But maybe the other two he can. So it's again fascinating that we're talking about many different types of drushos here. The first we had was maybe we should connect all three averos, all three sins that obligate an Olav Yored. Then we spoke about maybe we'll focus on the gavra that can never go up and down. Doesn't go up and down. He's always top level. He's always usher. Now we're getting into what about third level to second level and first level? Is there a relationship between the levels themselves? Not focused really on the gavra, but on each karban, each one. There's one that's Dali Dalus, so maybe, says the Gemara now, maybe even if he's excluded from one, he's not excluded from the other two. So the Gemara says, no, lo salkadai, tof tuchsiv, v'chiper alav, ha-kohen, al-chata, so-asher, chata, me-achas, me-ela. And we darshan, ha-miskaper, ba-achas, miskaper, ba-kulan. If you're miskaper with each one of them, then you can be miskaper with all of them. V'shei miskaper, ba-achas, ye miskaper, ba-kulan. But if you can't do all of them, but what does all of them here mean? Earlier it meant all, each avera. Here it means each level. Each status of financial, right? If you're not mischaber with all of them, because he'll never be chayv in dali dalos, then he mischaber b'kulan. So that says the Gemara. What every time he says the word achas, you darshan each and every one. Elamayata dechsiv v'haya ki yashem ma'achas me'ela hachanami dekolam mischayev ba'achas mischayev b'kulan v'shei mischayev ba'achas ein mischayev b'kulan. What if you want to say that? If this is Rabbi Akiva sheet that we're talking about here, this is Rabbi Akiva's source that a Kohen Gadol is excluded from all three. But if that's true, why does he need darshan similarly by a king? By a king, we saw in the Mishnah, two out of three is chayivin. Right? Allah matzanan, Rabbi Kiva omer nasi chayiv chus bishvi eskol. If Rabbi Kiva darshan is the word achas, or any permutation of achas, as meaning you need to be chayivin each one to be chayivin all of them, so why does he only darshan that way by a Kohen Gadol and not by a melech? So the Gemara answers, Abai Avrava, Dami Shravayu, me achas, Mashmalay, the word me'achas, he uses to imply each and every one. Le'achas lo mashmalay, but not le'achas. U'mayishna me'achas de mashmalay. Why? What's the difference? So the Gemara says it's not really a mem and a lamed. De kasei rachmana le'basov gabe asiris o'eifa. Right, by the Olav Yoreds, it says it at the end of all three. Right, Asiris, it says at the end of the Asiris O'Efa, meaning at the end of the Dali Dalus even. It's clear, the Gemara says, the Rabbi Kiva learns, because that word is at the end of all three, it must be that the three levels of financial status have to go together. Because if it's only one and they each could stand separately, why didn't it say it after the first one or after the second one? Why after the third one? It must be all three levels go together. But the other word is you don't have to darshan that all three averas go together. And therefore, even if one avera is excluded, Rabbi Kiva could darshan, the other two are included, and that's how he darshans by a melech. But regarding the Kohen Gadol, he does require all three levels of the if you have a special drusha excluding him from the Dali Dalus, then it would not be allowed. Yes, one could ask that Rabbi Yosef Lili says he's never going to be poor, but Rabbi Kiva doesn't darshan that. Rabbi Kiva darshans it has to be only if there's a drusha that's halachically excluding them, not one that just practically it'll never come up that he will bring it. Okay, two discussions that we could have here. Number one, about the Minchas Chavitin. Number one, the Sefer HaChinuch discusses the Minchas Chavitin in Kuflamid Vav. Says the Chinuch discussion is Tavinu Sheyakrav Hakohen Agadol Mincha B'chol Yom Pa'amayim. Kohen Gadol has to bring the Kohen Gadol twice a day. The Kohen Gadol has to bring the Mincha Chavitin twice a day. Baboker Ubein Arba'im. Shnemar Zekar Ban Aaron Avanav Shekriba Lashem. It's called the Chavite Kohen Gadol or the Minchas Kohen Mashiach, as we just had here. And again, there's a discussion how many mitzvahs are counted. Mishar Shia Mitzvah. Lefi. Shakohen Agadol Shliach Ben Yisrael Avim Shabashamayim. What is the message of this mitzvah? The Kohen Gadol is the Shliach between Bnei Yisrael and God. The ultimate Shliach. But it could be all kohanim or shlichim, but he's the ultimate shliach. Klomar ki hu hanose tefila elav ba'adam vayde tefilosav u'maiser karbanosav heimis kaprim. His prayers and his karbanos have unique status. He represents the entire tzibur. V'lochein roy lo ish kazer lios lo karban miyuchat tmidi kimo tmidi tzibur. Just like there's a carbon tamid for the tzibur, he, as a representative of all of Klal Yisrael, should have his own carbon tamid. His own carbon tamid is the chavitin kohen gadol. Ukemosha tamidim shnayim layom, and just like the carbon tamid is twice a day, nischayev hu gamkin lakir minchasa pamayim bayom. And so too, he has to bring his carbon twice a day. We'll see though there's a difference between them. Because the nispach alatam shamana b'carbon, k'dishi yis'oru kol machshavosav, as we know, achreya pulos imshachos halavavos. So if the Kohen Gadol has to bring a special carbon every day, he'll remember that he's a special person, a special status. Ve'ein safek shein dome his'oru is ha'adam, k'she makriv carbonu ha'miyuchad lo, v'k'shu makriv carbon shu mishutaf imo. Even if he would bring the ketamid every day, it's not the same. If he's bringing something on behalf of everyone, that sometimes he can bring, sometimes he can't bring, or he doesn't bring, and versus he brings his own unique carbon every day. V'zeh yadavar yadua u'menuse b'chaladam. Kilomashe miyuchad lo levado misor yoser. Whatever is specifically his, you get more excited about. So the Kohen Gadol brings his minchas chavitin every single day. Rav Sternbach writes in the Talmud Das, and Zayin Latar writes something similar, but Rav Sternbach writes in the Talmud Das, so this is also called the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch, this carbon is brought by every Kohen every single day. But the Minchas Chinuch is brought by the Kohen, by other Kohanim, it's brought the first day that they do Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohen Gadol brings it every single day. What's the message? Says the Talmud Das, because the Kohen Gadol has to feel that every day is opening day. Right, there's a certain excitement that we have when it's the first day of anything. So the Kohanim have that every day that they start. The Kohen Gadol needs to have that every single day of his avoda because he is so special and so miyuchad. So he can forget that he is the Kohen Gadol. But Davka every day is opening day. And he should also recognize that he's not the Kohen Gadol because he's such a great, you know, person or he deserves it. He has to recognize that every day he has to bring a carbon. Every day he has to remember that he's a shliach, and he's just a servant, and he has to recognize that it's not because he has everything already. He has to continue to serve. Sheyakar akoin bechisrono shalolam in oshalim baru rak betchilas darko. You've just started. It's like you're starting. It's like the first day. Like the first, a little different emphasis, but it's like the first day, right? It's like the same message as there's no daf aleph, right? You finish it. You finish another day. Start again. It's like the first day. Right, day after day, we have to do that. The Zayin Latar of Sorotskin also says something similar, that we have to think about every day as panim chadashos. Panim chadashos. Right? Ava Kohen Gadol talui b'minui. Kohen Gadol, he's appointed by the tzibur, and he has to recognize that it's not something automatic, that every day he'll stay a Kohen. A Kohen Hedyot is a Kohen because he's a Kohen. A Kohen Gadol is a Kohen Gadol because he's chosen to be the Kohen Gadol. And he's appointed. And he can be removed at any time. And therefore he has to remember that every single day is something new, and therefore he brings the new carbon. Lefichach HaKohen Gadol b'avodasu b'chol yom panim chadashos. V'alav lehodos Hashem. And he has to thank Hashem every day. Wow, I'm still the Kohen Gadol. That's amazing. I'll bring another carbon. I'm still the Kohen Gadol. A Kohen Hedyot is a Kohen Hedyot because his father was a Kohen. A Kohen Gadol is a Kohen Gadol because he was chosen and appointed to be the Kohen Gadol, and therefore It has a different status. Again, there's more about Minchas Chavitin, but that is about the message. It's an interesting discussion. The Minchas Chinuch has, you can't not mention the Minchas Chinuch at the Minchas Chinuch. Right, the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Lamed Vav discusses, right, this was his Minchas Chinuch. He was his sefer that he came out on his first day of Avoda. So the Minchas Chinuch discusses there in Oz Tess, what happens if a Kohen, does not bring his Minchas Chinuch on the first day of his Minchas Chinuch. Right? What if he didn't bring it the first day for whatever reason? What if he worked the first day on Shabbos? You can't bring a Minchas Chinuch on Shabbos because it's not Kavua Zmano. Or what if he just did it for some other type of Ones? Can he bring it another day? It's no longer his first day. Is it owed? Is it by definition the first or not? That's his question. Ani mesupak. Im avar va'avad belo minchas chinuch. Iyesh lo tashlum min la'akriv achar kach. Oshin is mana b'shabes. Obu yom ha-kipurim. Deino yachol la'akriv minchas chinuch. Im makriv b'yom machar v'yesh lo tashlum min. Do you say you can bring it the next day? And this tashlum min. O efshar kivan de'ikir ha-karban de'gazra Torah k'deshe yischanech. This is to be machanechim. That's the beginning. Im kein kivan de'kfar avid avoda. Nischanech. He's already, like it says, Avodasu Mechanchaso. Oh, Afshar Kiva de Nischayev Yishla Tashlumin, Vitzarach Ian. So he's not sure. And then he says that if you want to say there's Tashlumin, I have another suffix. Yishla is topic, Dafshar Dafgog, Kiva de Yavod Od, Shayak Gamkin Lakrim Mechaschinach. Avod ben Ismana Biomakipur Machbasa Nifshal Arishon, maybe it's only if you're going to do more Avoda. But what if it was the Kohen Gadol that was appointed because the first one became possible? V'yachar yom ha-kipurim ha-din da-rishon chozer la-avodaso. V'ulo yava loka Kohen Gadol lo Kohen Hedyo. So maybe there for sure you can't have tashlumin because he's not doing any avoda anymore. And he goes back and forth in all of these parts. Discusses the also how many mitzvahs are counted. We know the Rambam has a machlokas with the Ramban about how many mitzvahs are the Karban Tamid and how many mitzvahs is lighting the menorah and how many mitzvahs are saying Kriyashma every day. The Rambam counts one mitzvah about all of these. The Ramban counts two. The Minchas Chinuch here points out everybody would agrees by the Chavita Kohen Gadol although it's one mitzvah. Even the Ramban agrees it's one mitzvah. V'zeh Pashut, he says, Dimar v'lo hikrev chavitim shachris makrev bin arbayim v'chatzi makrev v'chatzi ovad. He continues and mentions this, that it's one mitzvah. Okay. Good. Again, a lot about the Minchas Chinuch, but let's continue. Again, there's more also about the king, which I want to get into, but let's just do a little bit more, and then we will discuss more of the king. The following Mishnah that we're up to, Masdison, is a summary. The Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi knows that it's been a little complicated. The Melech, the Kohen Gadol, the Yachid, so Bezdin. So summary: Kol haMitzvah sheBatorah sheChayavin al Zdonan Kares al Shigasan Chatos. Right, all the general regular Chataos haYachid maybe Kispo Seira. Right, a Yachid brings a female goat or a sheep. VaHanasi Seir, the Nasi brings a male. Right, the king, v'mashiach u'bezdin mevi'in par. Right, and they bring the par. Good, par alam davar. U'ba'avodas kochavim, as the Torah tells us, by avodas zara, there's a different carbon brought by each of these. Hayachid v'hanasi v'mashiach mevi'in si'ira. U'bezdin par v'sa'ir two. And they're flipped. Par la'ola v'si'ir l'chatas, as we saw earlier. The par that is brought by avodas zara is the ola, and the si'ir is the chatas. Ashim talui. Hayachis, that's about regular chatos. What about Ashim Talui? And Ashim Talui, meaning if any of the previously mentioned averos were done besafik, I'm not sure if I did it. So Ashim Talui, Hayachid vanasi chayavin, a yachid is chayav and a melech is chayav and Ashim Talui, u'mashiach u'bezdin beturin, a kohen gadol, and bezdin, as we're going to have, and we had some drushes already, they're potter from an Ashim Talui. Ashim vadai, what about the vadai, the specific averos that you bring a carbon Ashim for? Asham Gezelos, Asham Me'ilos, Asham Shivcha Harufa, right, those are veros. So Asham Vadai, Hayachid Vahanasi Vamashiach Chayavin, Ubezdin Peturin, Bezdin is Pater, that's the Asham Vadai. What about the Olaviyorid? Al Shmias Lakov, Al Bitis Vasayim, Al Tumas Mikdash Vakadashov, the three Averos that one is Chayav, a carbon Chatas, Olaviyorid for, Bezdin Peturin, as we saw earlier, Vahayachid Vahanasi Vamashiach Chayavin, and the other unique ones are well, Yachid is a regular, Yachid is Chayiv and Olav Yorin, and our Mishnah says nothing Mashiach is also, Ella, but not all. Ella, She'ein, Kohen Gadol, Mashiach, Chayiv, Al Tumas Mikdash, V'Kadashav, Devar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says that a Kohen Gadol doesn't bring for Tumas Mikdash, right against Rabbi Akiva Shita that we had. But a Kohen Gadol, Rabbi Shimon holds that a Kohen Gadol is excluded for Tumas Mikdash. We'll see a special drasha in the Gemara. Umahein Mevi'in, what would they bring instead? Carbon Ola, what do they bring? Carbon Ola V'Yorid. They bring the Ola V'Yorid, but not Tumas Mikdash. But not the Kohen Gadol is potter for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashah. Rebbe Elazar Omer, Anasi may be Seir. The Nasi would bring the Seir. So if you look at, there's, again, what is the, Rabbi Yosef Lili holds that the Nasi and the Kohen Gadol are potter from an Ola V'Yorid totally. Right, that's Rabbi Yosef Lili said in the previous Mishnah. Right, v'hanasi chayotze bahen, a king is pater from all the Olav Yoreis. Rabbi Akiva said that the king is chayiv except for Shavuos Ha'edus. Right, that's what he said. And the Kohen Gadol is pater from everything, as we saw in the Mishnah, in the Gemara. That's Rabbi Akiva Shita. Rabbi Shimon says the Kohen Gadol is chayiv in the Olav Yoreis, except excluding Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. Right, a different exclusion. And the king is chayiv in everything except for Shavuos Ha'edus. Fine. Tanya. Rabbi Shimon Ayanosin Klal, a brisa that is expands upon the what we were just talking about. Now, the four cases: Kol Shai Yachid Ba'Asham Talui. Any time that a Yachid would bring an Asham Talui for if he did it Pesafik, that means a regular Chatas. So then Hanasi Chayotzi Bo, the Nasi is like him. Mashiach Ubezdin Peturin, right? As we said in the Mishnah, Kol Shu Ba'Asham Vaday, and any Asham Vaday, those specific Averos, Nasi Umashiach Chayotzi Ben Ubezdin Peturin. As the Mishnah said. Shmiat number three. Shmiat's kol obitis v'asayim v'tumas biklash v'kadashav. The Olav Yoreid. Three Averos. Bezdin Peturin. Right, that we know. Everybody agrees to that. Bezdin does not bring an Olav Yoreid. Nasi Mashiach Chayavin. Ella. Shina Nasi Chayav b'shmiat's kol. As we saw in Rabbi Akiva. V'lo Mashiach v'tumas biklash v'kadashav. And Kohen Gadol is excluded from tumas biklash, as we saw in Rabbi Shimon. Right, putting that together. Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Akiva in that sense. The call number four, and the Gemara will ask, isn't number four exactly like number three? Are they the same case? The call Shuba Olav Yoreid, Nasi Chayotzibo, Mashiach Ubez de Beturin. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Three lists off the three Averis that you're high for in Olav Yoreid, and four says Olav Yoreid. Says in three and four the same. Hagu Fakasha. Amar Chein Mashiach, Chayav Betumas Bitlish Vakadashav, Betumas Bitlish Vakadashav, Hu Depater, Aval Beshmiat Sakolabidis Vasayim Chayav. Category three sounds like that a Kohen Gadol is only excluded from one of the three. Not all three. Ema Seifa, but the fourth category, Kol Shub Olav Yoreid, Nasi Chayotzi Bo Mashiach Obezim Peturin. Ktoni Mashiach Ubezdin Peturin. Ma Bezdin Peturin Mikolon Av Mashiach Pater Mikolon. So one second, how could this Brisa say that category 3, only one is excluded, and in category 4, all are excluded? So Kasha Na Dadi, so Kasha, on category 3, category 4, Amar Funa Breder of Yeshua, Lo Kasha, Kan Bedalus, Kan Bedali Dalus. It depends whether we're talking about whether he would be excluded. We're talking about the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol would be excluded from the Dali Dalus, but he wouldn't be excluded from the Dalus. Say, see Rashi on the top right. Mashiach Pater Mikulu. By the Dali Dalus, he's never Chayev Kidachsiv. Ze Karban Aaron De'en Acher Is Baal Lochova. As we saw earlier, that there's only one Karban Mincha that's a Chova and not others. So the Dali Dalus, which is a Mincha, he's excluded from. But Dalus, which is a bird, he is not excluded from. The Rabbi Shimon, Sawalak Rabbi Akiva Bachada, Palagle Bachada, as we just said outside. Rabbi Shimon holds partially like Rabbi Akiva. Sawalak Rabbi Akiva, Bidali Dalas, the Pater. He holds like Rabbi Akiva, Bidali Dalas, like, but he holds like that Drasha. Palagle Bidalas, but he argues on him by Dalas. Good. We're talking about a king, again, just before that. We'll get into next parak, but the Chazon Ish already has the Savik here. What if he starts off when he sins and he's a Dal and then he becomes Dali Dalas or vice versa? Right, so we'll have to talk about what is the crucial moment. We'll get to that in the Mishnah, the beginning of the next parak also. Bez Hashem, you know, what exactly is the key moment? Is it the time of the sin or the time of the bringing of the Karban? When do you figure out the important status? But the status, we spoke about the status of the Kohen Gadol before, about Gadlehu Me'echav, but the king also has a special status. Right, and one of the major mysteries about a king is, why was Shmuel Hanavi so upset when they asked for a king? Right? We know one of the mitzvos is to appoint a king. And yet, in Sefer Shmuel Aleph and Paraches, when Bnei Yisrael asked for a king, Shmuel and HaKadosh Baruch Hu got extremely upset and angry. Again, this will come up Hashem later in the Masechta, also in the third parak, when we talk about the status of Shaul. But the Navi says in Paraches of Shmuel Aleph, Shmuel was getting old, his children were not following his path, and it says, Ve'iskapsu kol zikne yisov v'yavo l'shmuel haramasa v'yomri elav, hinei ata yazakanta uvanecha lo halchu bidrachecha. V'yata sima lanu melech l'shafteinu kechol hagoyim. V'yera hadavar b'eni Shmuel kasher amru t'na lanu melech l'shafteinu. V'yispalel Shmuel al Hashem. V'yomer Hashem al Shmuel, Shma b'kol ha'am l'chashe yomer elecha. Ki lo oscha ma'asu, ki osi ma'asu, mimloch aleihem. It's all me. V'yazvuni v'yadu l'machirim. Hashem is extremely upset. The question is why? Rather, it's the all the Rishonim ask. Having a king, having a meaning Malach, as we're talking about, the Torah talks about a special carbon that a king brings. It's a reality. Som tasimalech melech. Right, so why was Shmuel so upset? So there are many answers given. The Radak right here in Sefer Shmuel gives two answers. Number one, he says, Aval amru kishasima lanu melech zehaya ra umiyut bitachon b'Hashem. When Hashem wants to tell you to appoint a king, he'll tell you to appoint a king. But you can't ask for one at a time when you should say, Hashem's your king. Right, it reminds us a little bit of the Eved Ivri, right? He chose to be an Eved to an Eved. And what he heard at the Har Sinai, right? Avadai Haim. Right, you know, so they're choosing to have a melech, so that is a lack of bitachon. Number one. Number two is, and this is what many say, why did they ask? They said, kechol hagoyim. Right, if you wanted it for the right reasons, fine. But you want it because you want to be like the other nations, but you're not like the other nations. Vod amru kechol hagoyim, v'heim lo hayud tzrichim kechol hagoyim, im hayu shomrim derech Hashem, ki hu lo chemes b'cham oseyim. Right, you want to be like the other nations? That's not why you asked for one. The Meiri in the third parak, which we'll get to, discusses maybe it is appropriate, but you know it's mukta midai. Right, a king has to be from Shevet Yehuda, and Shevet Yehuda's king wasn't ripe yet, and that's why Dafke, even when Hashem said you could have a king, he didn't give from Shevet Yehuda, give Shaul HaMelech, because Yehuda wasn't, and Yehuda is the ultimate definition of a king. So it was fine, but it wasn't the appropriate time. Along those same lines, the Malbim, again, not enough time to read it, but the Malbim discusses here, a king is needed when the world of Am Yisrael is Bederech Hateva. Then you need a king. But when it's still Bederech Nisim and Niflos, then you don't need a king. And as long as Shmuel was still around, Shmuel being who he was, Shmuel Hanavi, Shmuel also maybe was the last shofate, but Shmuel Hanavi, so then it's still miraculous time period. And therefore it's inappropriate to ask for a king right now. Later on, of course, there'll be a mitzvah. Again, the various different pshatim given about what the issue was. But again, it's a reality as we have from this whole daf, right? A king bringing special karbanos, it's something to think about. Good. There's a little bit more on carbon asham, but let's continue, and then we'll see it this time. We continue. Elashein Kohen Gadol Chayev. So the Mishnah had said that the Kohen Gadol, the name of Reb Shimon, that a Kohen Gadol is not Chayev on Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. Kohen Gadol is Chayev in the other two that you're Chayev Olav Yored for, Shvuas Eidus and Shvuas Bitui, but not Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. So Amar Chizki, my time with Rabbi Shimon, Dechsev, V'nichrasa Nefesh Ahim Mitoch HaKahal, Misha Karbano, Shaveh LaKahal. Right, it has to be someone whose carbon is equal to the kahal is included in Tumas Mikdash. Right, Yotzezesh in Karbano Shaveh LaKahal. But a Kohen Gadol has separate karbanos, his carbon is not Shaveh LaKahal, and therefore he is not included in that Avera. Right, he's excluded. So right, Rashi says right across, Yatza Mashiach Shein Karbanos Shaveh, Dei Mischaber B'Shalkal, B'Kaparos Yom HaKippurim, Du Mischaber B'Par V'Hein B'Soyer. Right, the Kohen Gadol gets separate, is not included. So Yim Kein Nasi Nami in Karbanos Shaveh LaKahal. Right, one second. A melech also has different ways that he is miskaper. Shoveh b'kapar yom kippurim. On Yom Kippur, the king isn't separate than the rest of the Am. Right, so therefore they are, so he's at least included there. So Yim Kein Kohanim Nami lo shoveh l'kol b'kapar yom kippurim. Well, if you're focusing on Yom Kippur, then the Kohanim, the whole shevet of Kohanim are excluded from the rest of the Am. So you should say they're different for Tumas Mikdash also. Kohanim shoveh l'kol b'shar mitzvahs l'shana kula. At least Kohanim go with the rest of Klal Yisrael the rest of the year. So Mashiach Nami Hashem B'Shar Mitzvahs Tashana. Right? Isn't a Mashiach also a Kohen Gadol included by Shar Mitzvahs? It's only Yom Kippur when he's different. So Elam Arav, okay, you're right. Different drasha. Emahachi, this is how the Kohen Gadol is excluded from Tumas Mikdash. Mi Shechataso Shavel Yechidim. Umaynihu Kal. Anyone whose regular chait, chatas, would be Shavati Yechidim. Right, and that is not the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol, by most Averis, brings a different carbon, and that's why he is excluded. That's Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Elazar Omer, last line of the Mishnah, Nasi may be Seir. The Nasi, in that case, brings a Seir instead of an Olaviyarid. Right, he always brings a male goat. That is Rabbi Elazar Shita. Am Rabbi Yochanan, Am Rabbi Elazar, El B'tumas Biklas V'Kadoshav. Hol v'nomar karis bo kibik kavua. Rabbi Yochanan says Rabbi Elazar Shita, that you bring a seir instead of an olive yored, is only by one of the three, by Tumas Miklash V'Kadoshav. Not by the other two. Amar Papa Chanami Mistavra. It makes sense also. The Isa Gadadach Rabbi Elazar Al Kulhon Kamar, because if he meant it by all three, Michdi, wait a minute. Let's see. Seir nasi upar Mashiach b'makom yachid lechatas kai. Right, the seir of the nasi, which we were just talking about, but the par of the Kohen Gadol is b'makom a regular carbon of a yachid. So nisti nami Mashiach bevi par b'shmias kol ubitis vasayim. So why don't you mention the Kohen Gadol's bringing the par by the other two? If you're referring to all three, so elami delok tani mashiach shvami na tumas mikdash v'kadoshav koi. It must be we're only within the world of tumas mikdash to mashiach pater that a kohen gadol is pater from. Anyway, that's why it's not mentioned in the Mishnah. But it must only be referring to that one. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Huna, Breidu Rav Nasan, Rav Papa, Mimai, how do you know that? Tell Rav Elazar Akulokoi. Maybe Rav Elazar is referring to all three. Ube Mashiach, Savalak Rabbi Akiva. The Rav Mashiach, Pater Mikulan. Maybe Yozak Rabbi Akiva, that a Kohen Gadol is excluded from all of them. That's why he's not listed in the Mishnah. Amalei, Rabbi Akiva, Mipater, Mipar. Rabbi Akiva, would he say their Pater, would he say at least their Pater from Par? But he doesn't say their Pater from everything. So therefore, Vesulo Midi, we think the Diak is correct, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan is defended. The Rebbe Lezer only meant his shita, the bringing of Sa'ir instead, is only by Tumas Beglish Vagadashav. Period. Rabbi Yochanan adds on another element to Rebbe Lezer's shita, Mod Rebbe Lezer, She'ein Mevi Asham, here Rashi explains as Talui. Meaning, even though you bring a Chatas Kavua instead of the Asham Talui, and usually a Chatas Kavua has an Asham Talui with it if you did it Pesafek, Lez doesn't go that far. It's still an Olaviyored that's, you know, it's covered up, and you bring a chadas kavu instead, but it does not get an asham talui automatically with it. Tani to katana kameder of sheshes. The brisa was sent in front of Rav Sheshes. Asham talui baal tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. Someone out there says you could bring an asham talui for tumas mikdash v'kadoshav, which is an olav yored. So who is that? Usual asham talis only go by a chadas kavu. If you did an avera vadai, you bring a chadas kavua. If you did it, you're not sure, you bring an asham talui. Now we have a brisa that says, even if you did an olav yored, you bring an asham tali. So who's that? Amalei d'amar l'chamani Rebbe Elazari. This must be Rebbe Elazar shita, because who else is there? D'amar, hol v'nomar bo kares kibik kavua, ma'isi nasir si'ir aleha. Rebbe Elazar is the one that says, you bring a chadas kavua for this avera, instead of an olav yored. Right, so he must be the one that says asham talui. V'yam Rebbe Yochanan amod Rebbe Elazar shita, maybe asham talui, but Rebbe Yochanan just said, that's not true. So kach, that's a problem. Because if Rabbi Yochanan is correct, then there's no Tana that could explain this, that's the author of this Brisa. This Brisa says that an Olav Yored gets an Asham Tali. But how is that? Nobody passes that way. Unless it's Rabbi Eliezer who says, for Tumas Mikdash, you have a Chadas Kavu instead of an Olav Yored. So then at least there, it's possible to think that he would get an Asham Talui in that case. But again, it is, not clear. We end up with the Kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, again, and a lot of these, details, obviously, have a lot of significance if we, in the Lumdus, the relationship between Asham Talui and the other Ashamos, right? The relationship between the Olav Yoreds within each other, the relationship between Olav Yored and the other Chatas Kavu and Chatas Olav Yored. Again, a lot of these, which we'll have to come back to, in Maseches Zvachim and all the other related Maseches, with Hashem, we will get to that. Okay, I have to stop here. Hadra L'chora Koi Mashiach. Tomorrow I'm not giving the daf, so I'll be put up from the last cycle, and Hashem will pick up the following day. Okay, we'll stop here.